1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. All right, now we're synced. We can start. So
we can start. So what do you want to start with?
Well, first of all, what is this, Rashid? This is podcast number 3. This is 3.
Podcast number 3.
Number 3. We actually saw that number 2 sign right there.
Oh, we do, actually. We're only doing one take. We're not going back for that. Nope. Podcast number 2 was last week. Almost the same exact time. I think we're like an hour early today.
Yeah.
So it's podcast number 3 back there, all faded and whatnot.
This one's, of course, not live because we did have some hiccups last time. And I'm still trying to work that out.
We're new to this. It would be nice if we had, you know, editors, quality, sponsors, money, time, so on and so forth.
Yeah, not just 2 of us and a laptop and TV.
There used to be 3 of us, buddy. Now, we never looked up where your guy lives.
We'll figure that out later.
Oh, well.
All right, so
I'm Rashid, if you didn't figure that out.
I'm Alex, by the way. So, we're going to start with... What's Kingstar King, by the way?
Okay, so, that? Kingstar King, yeah.
That is fucking weird.
Okay, on Adult Swim, just recently, they've put out a commercial for a new cartoon. It's online, it's on their website. And Alex, you love to describe things, especially as of late, as metal. And yes. This is the raw definition of fucking metal.
This Brutal Legends metal, like...
No, this is like Brutal Legends on cocaine metal.
Like Slayer, heroin.
I mean, this isn't even part of the... Well, it is part of the show, but it's part of commercial.
Yeah.
He's having a bowel movement in a fucking tornado.
That's awesome.
He tongue rapes a woman through the mouth and out of her eyeball. Tongue rape? I mean, like, this. His tongue, it's a cartoon.
You're assuming it's rape. Huh? Maybe she liked it.
Maybe she did, but I figure no one likes their eyeball, you know.
It's a thing. It's metal.
It's metal.
It's metal.
But it's 6 short episodes. It's online. It's Adult Swim. It is probably one of the more disturbing cartoons I've ever watched.
Because you're a bitch?
Yeah, because I'm a bitch. Yeah. I'm not even going to argue with you. The animation is freaky. It's awesome, though. You should definitely take a look at it at some point in time. This... 6 short episodes. I don't find the episodes long. Kingstar King is disturbingly metal.
Alright. Then, on that note, so, on a second thing on the list, it says Free Music Adult Swim. That's what's on my link dump. I'll screenshot that for you guys eventually.
Ooh, lightning.
That was lightning outside. It's raining. We're in Florida. I don't know if you guys know about Florida weather in the summer.
Polar as shit.
Don't come to Florida in the summer. Come to Florida in the winter because it's warm for you guys. In the summer, it rains like every single day. It lightnings every single day. It's clockwork. It's next day, whoosh, rain. There's not a day that it does not rain in the state of Florida.
There is, but I mean bipolar in Florida.
During summer, no. It's always raining.
Florida's quite bipolar. I mean... every day is rain, but it's like, oh yeah, sunshine. It'll be a nice, nice day for the first 3 hours. Then after you go outside and forget your fucking umbrella is when Florida just says, fuck you. Rain all over your day.
Your umbrella's on my car, by the way.
Oh yeah, my umbrella still is in your car. So see, that's how bad Florida is. I have an umbrella in this guy's car, as well as various other items. I'm pretty sure if I had a raincoat, it'd be in there too.
We completely skipped over the subject, Rashid.
What's up?
Free Music and Adult Swim.
We did skip.
Started it, then you went, oh, lightning.
I'm sorry, there was lightning. Lightning doesn't wait for anybody, okay? So, back to the subject. For 16 weeks? 16?
Starting when? When did it start?
This started last week. They're on their second song now, I do believe. Right. So 16 weeks, you get 1 free song on Adult Swim, but that's not the real question. The real question I have is, how does that system work? Like, do you give free music? I can already go and illegally download music.
Okay.
So what do big companies have to do to say, here, illegally download this from us?
It's not illegally downloading, it's their song. They have all rights to put the music up there by themselves. So the artist makes it, and then they sell it to Adult Swim.
And so Adult Swim basically iTuned all their songs and was like, here, now you have it.
Like, because they're separate artists. Like, they're almost, I think they actually have their own record company almost. And so pretty much since they own that music, they can decide what price tag they want in and how they release it.
And that price tag just happens to say free in big letters.
Yes.
Okay. How big do we have to get to freaking get music and sell it for free?
Sell it for free. I mean, we can do it ourselves too. We can get some people to record music using Audacity, because that's how quality our group is. Audacity and a microphone. Audacity. Then we put an MP3, put in a zip file.
SingStar microphones at that. Yeah. Not even legit microphones. They're like video game microphones.
Yeah, fuck you. Then pretty much we'll just upload to like Mixtape Factory or whatever.
Huh. Fair enough.
MediaFire is still alive, I think. He used them as well.
Is it still alive?
I've logged in recently.
Okay. So, they're giving away free music. Music happens, it's free. I didn't know why, but you already knew that I'm kind of slow. Isn't that right? So, next we got the U.S. versus Germany. Did you see it?
I did watch the game. I watched pretty much every game in the World Cup. I've not missed a game this entire World Cup, actually.
Okay, well, that's good to know, because I texted you, and then I had, like, no reply for the entire length of the game. And at the end of the game, it was like, we lost. And it was like, okay, yeah, but we still advanced, though.
That's all that matters.
F science. I mean, we lost, but we win, though, right? Every commercial that I've watched, every person I asked is, like, confused, like, wait, we lost, but we're still advancing. Can you clear that up for some people that
don't understand? People don't know how tournament trees work.
Tournament trees for soccer.
They do that for World Strongest Man, actually.
How many people do you know weightlift?
A lot.
Because you're in weightlifting. How many people you know not in your world that weightlift? Exactly.
But I'm saying, they use the same groupings for World Strongest Man. Technically, the whole NBA season is like a World Cup system.
Is it?
Technically.
The whole NBA season?
Yeah.
Oh, not just the finals.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because pretty much, how it works is the group stage, right? Group stage is always four teams. How they draw out the groups is every team that qualifies, 32 teams that qualify in their regions. Okay. And they literally have a bowl with all the countries that qualify, and they randomly fucking draw. And that's how you get these hardcore groups of death, these groups of easy, like, you know, sometimes you have Argentina with Bulgaria, Romania. Like, it's not set up. It's literally random drawing from a bowl.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But that still doesn't explain.
I'm still going. Fuck you. Let me talk.
You paused. Did he not pause? He paused.
I was
paused.
Explaining. You can't just keep going. I have to take breathers, Rasheed.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that it was one of those. I'm sorry. Please continue.
You can die in a hole, Rasheed.
Okay.
So, all the groups, and they all play each other one time. So each group will play, every team in each group will play each other one time. So group A has four teams, and four teams in group A will play each other team in group A one time. If you win, you get 3 points. If you get a draw, you get 1 point. If you lose, you get 0 points. Then there's goal differential. So let's say like the Netherlands Spain game, they killed Spain 5-1, the Netherlands. So their goal difference was 4. Because they scored 5 goals, so Spain scored 1, so the goal difference is 4. So you play all the games for your points. So, like, let's say, like, Germany, they beat Portugal, and they tied with Ghana. So that's 3-3-1. That's 7 points for them.
Go math.
Yeah. Their goal differential is fucking psycho, because what they did to Portugal was quite sad and quite hilarious, actually. Yeah,
I found it hilarious.
They made Portugal their bitch. Then there was the U.S.-Ghana game. We won that game. We draw to Portugal. Barely draw to Portugal. That was that close to winning. That close to guaranteed advancing.
Yeah.
I was at Applebee's watching that game, because me and mom tried to watch that at Ale House, but we left too late. So there's no getting a table. There was no getting a table. We also tried Buffalo Wild Wings. That was filled, too.
Every sports bar was filled. Guaranteed.
Yeah.
It's the World Cup, bro.
But it was the U.S. game as well. U.S.-Portugal game. But, yeah, so we beat Ghana 2-1. So at that point, we have 3 points with a goal difference of 1.
Okay.
And then we tied with Portugal. I think it was 2-2. So our goal difference is still 1, because it's 0-0 pretty much at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Points is now 4. Points is 4. Then we lost to Germany, and we lost 1-0, so that makes our goal difference 0, and our points 4. Now, Ghana lost to us, so 0 points in the beginning. Okay. Negative 1 goal difference, because they lost by a goal. They draw with Germany, so they still have 0 points, still with a minus 1 goal differential. I think. Maybe zero, because I think they scored 1-1 in that game. Fact check me in that one. I think it's 1-1 Ghana-Germany game.
Please do, because he's already lost me.
it's not. But yeah, so they tied to Germany, so that's 0 points. And then they lost to Portugal, so that's 0 points as well. Wow, Ghana did pretty bad in this World Cup. They got 1 point in this entire World Cup. Because they drawed with Germany, that's right. So they lost to US at 0. Draw Germany, that's 1, so it's 1 point for them. They lost to Portugal, so Ghana only has 1 point.
Okay.
Then Portugal got their ass kicked by Germany at first.
Yeah, they did.
So now they have 0 points with the goal difference of fucking got killed. Then they tied with us. So that is... Wow, 1 point. Mm-hmm. Then they beat Ghana 1, so the goal difference is like still -4, actually. They're -3. Where our goal difference was only 1. It was 0, actually. Our goal difference was 0. So we advanced. We had the same amount of points. We both had 4 and 4 with Portugal. But we won a goal difference because we didn't get our ass kicked by Germany like they did. Yeah.
Now I'm not, are you set? Because I don't want to die for interrupting you. I don't want to be threatened. Okay, so back before... How can you incorporate this but to basketball?
All right.
Because earlier you did say the NBA system, or at least
it's relatively the same. Okay, the point where NBA only difference between NBA seasons, of course, they play like it's not just like they only play their division. Mm-hmm. That's the best way to do it. I think division 2014 to the NBA. It's like that in NFL.
Yeah.
So imagine in the NBA, the season was the only played the division. So I think it's for one division. It's Clippers, Lakers, Golden State, and. Clippers, Lakers, not Sacramento. Golden State and some other team I can't remember. So that's a division, right? Then they just play their games, whatever, and then this best record goes, whatever. So let's just say they did it straight by division, right?
Uh huh.
So let's say we have the West, it's the Western Conference, and it's called the Pacific Division.
Okay.
And then the division in Texas they have, which is like San Antonio, Houston, Dallas, and then OKC, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's that. Say those two divisions.
Mm-hmm.
Each pretty much. Fuck, I had it in my head. I'm so sorry.
I'm not in there. I'm sorry.
I had it. I guess the real question was how does this work as the NBA season? Just, like, you play just almost every team. Don't play every team in the NBA, because that'll just be a long season. It's already long as it is.
It's a whole year.
that's not really a whole year.
Well, it's not really a whole year.
It starts
year.
In November, into, like, May, something like that, right? The finals mm-hmm. recently ended? Ended in June, technically.
Yeah.
Because the finals is pretty recent. It's during the World Cup. So, like, you just play as many teams as possible, mm-hmm. and the best record, just goes on, so you say...
Okay, like, so it's by win records, because yeah. What I was saying is, like, I don't... In soccer, win a game, you get one win, you don't get, like, 3 points.
Yeah.
You tie, it's a tie.
Here's why they don't do that, really, in the NBA, because they go into overtime.
They go into overtime, and the only way to tie in the NBA is overtime.
It's triple overtime, and after that,
Is it a triple? Because I've only seen double overtime, yeah. And I haven't heard anything about triple overtime. I'm not a history
fan. I know, NBA NFL, anything, so. It's triple, after triple overtime, it's then tie.
I thought it was double overtime for basketball.
But yeah, but since it's really no draw, it's solely based off record. That's also because they played so many games.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of math.
But even with that, you don't lose anything anything for losing, it's just you get one and you go on.
Due to point differential, it's never gotten this close. It has gotten this close for NCAA football, where say two teams have the same record, like they're both undefeated after the whole season.
Mm-hmm.
How they separate them is how their basket differential over the season or stats and what that. Like, I remember one, I think it was my 7th grade year, Missouri got the number one spot because they had 3 more extra yards rushing.
Ah, wow.
Yeah, that's pretty close. Yeah.
Sports. Are we still? Well, we're still on sports. Oh gosh, yeah. We have a lot more sports talk for you. So what's next here?
People find sports complicated. It's really, It sounds complicated to just talk about it. If you physically see everything, it makes a lot more sense.
That's true. Being in it also helps a lot as well. You come from the state where you must play every sport to become a man.
Alright, so we have a link right here. So the NBA draft. Did you watch the draft, Rasheed?
No, I didn't watch the draft.
I didn't watch the draft either.
it's too much for me. It's
I watched the NFL draft. That was pretty cool. I sat there. Actually, I was at the gym when it first started, and got in the car and immediately went to talk radio and started listening to it at first.
No, all
right. And I called my mom. I was like, turn on the draft, Mom. Turn on the draft. So you guys are wondering, for the NBA draft, so let me burp real quick. Perfect. The number one pick was Andrew Wiggins from, I want to say, Kansas.
Can't you take him out? There is a list here with links and whatnot, so you can click on him and probably take him.
But he was taken by the Cavaliers.
Cavaliers?
He's a shooting guard. I think Wiggins is from Kansas. he's Canadian, by the way, guys.
He is a Canadian. He's from Toronto. I appreciate you.
Where is college stats? There's a lot of, like, still you, talking. I'm looking right now on a webpage.
Eventually we'll put it up so that you can see, I guess, by, you want to screenshot this or somehow or some way so that they can see it later, maybe. Either way, you'll see that there is a lot of links. You can see where he's from, whatnot, all of his stuff. He's having trouble finding it right now.
See that picture right there? It says Kansas.
Kansas. It says Anza.
But that's a Kansas jersey. I'll go back to these links and grab it. I'll grab this picture. Oh, there's a video playing. Yeah, that was bad, almost. That pause. So, actually, I can just save this image right here. Save image as.
It says Anzis. Well, we'll save that for you so you can see it later.
Yeah.
It must be really, really special of moment to stick out so much that you are the first pick of the first round. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean,
like, number one pick is a big deal.
It is
a really big deal. As it's actually a topic where it's like, oh, how well does the number one draft pick do? They talk about flops all the time. Like, oh, like NFL-wise...
what was the most recent flop you've heard about?
Most recent flop? Actually, the number one draft last year. I forgot. I don't know his name.
It was that bad?
Yeah. The guy named number one pick last year did horrible this season.
Jeez.
I think the best story I heard about number one draft fails is the year Peyton Manning was drafted. This guy named, his last name was Leaf. Do you know a quarterback named Leaf, Rasheed? Let's leave it at that. He played for San Diego Chargers. Do you know that name?
Is it spelled L-E-I-F?
L-E-A-F, I think, actually.
Oh, no, I don't know.
I'm not fact-checking that one as well, but long story short, this quarterback, older people might know the story, because I was in the board, I think I was like, this draft happened like in 99, I think, actually.
We were both born, guys.
We were born, we were like four. Yeah, we were so interested in the NFL draft at that time, right?
I wasn't even an American.
But I think it was Andrew Leaf, but yeah, he was pick number one in San Diego, the same year Peyton Manning was drafted, and number two for Indianapolis, and now he's in jail. I think he put like half a season and ended up going to jail.
What did he do?
I don't know the exact charges, but long story short, that was one of the biggest flops in sports history.
That's awesome. Pick. Well, not for them, but it's entertaining to me, and that's all that matters.
I recognize him, Jabari Parker. He went number two to the Milwaukee Bucks. Philadelphia got Joel Embiid. He's a center. I'm not sure where he's from. What should it show that where he's from?
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be freaking nice.
There was a pick thing with, speaking of 76ers, between that trade for 76ers and Magic, I believe it was.
Huh.
It was one of the later picks. I can't remember. If you look up who the Magic got, you'll probably see it. If I see the name,
It's late, because the Magic are right here. It's Dario Saric. That's our home team, by the way, the Orlando Magic, that's the area we're from. So that's kind of important, because I would consider myself a Magic fan. I don't really watch basketball. So when I ask, what team do you like, Alex? I say Magic, just to be home, you know?
I don't say I like any teams. I just like the sports. If anything, I can't say, I honestly cannot walk around anywhere and say I like the Heat, Because I'm from Florida and I like the tropics and such, and I go to beaches and whatnot, and I like Miami.
Fuck the heat.
The place, exactly. I like the place Miami. I can't say I like the team Miami. And it's not that I don't like Orlando, it's just I like certain people.
Oh, God damn it.
Them videos.
Fucking ESPN and the damn videos. They don't know I'm doing podcasts right now?
They don't. They really don't.
Alright, so Orlando. They picked a guy from Croatia, actually.
Yes.
He's from Šibenik, Croatia. He's my age.
Yeah.
Wow. I feel old. The day we're in a sports, professional sports athletes the same age as you, you feel kind of old.
I mean, I felt very sad and, what's the word? That no longer masculine. When you showed me a 15-year-old that could bench me in her sleep.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah, yeah. She's actually sponsored by the MHP. And she's coached by the Hulk, I think.
Even so, I mean, if a girl who's not only smaller than me, but 15. She was 15 in that video, right?
Yeah, 15 in that video.
She's 15.
I think she's 15 now. She's probably 16 now. I'm not sure.
Jeff could get at her, right? She's 15 and she could bench me. I'm a pretty heavy guy. I am up there in the 300 range. I'm a pretty big, and she could easily bench me in her sleep. At that point in life, I would have killed myself.
The guy, our little guy, he plays with the Croatian national team, by the way.
Because he's good.
Yeah. Actually, I went to school with a kid when I was at the Citadel, who played for the Dutch national team for basketball.
You were telling me.
Yes. I can't remember his name.
White man can jump.
Oh, he doesn't need to jump. He can standing up dunk. Like, he's that tall.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, he's tall.
That's good to be tall, ain't it?
Yeah.
But is he, like, Yao tall? He barely hops? I feel like Yao can't naturally jump. He had to work, like, years in training just to jump, I feel.
Because the disease he had really, really fucked him up. Because the disease he had makes him keep growing. That's why he's so tall.
Mm-hmm.
So his kneecaps are just it's horrible.
Oh, they're as bad as mine?
Yeah, probably worse than all honesty.
Oh, that makes sense. It's okay. Still love you.
Let's see. Anybody else? Any names I recognize? No, not
really. Of course not. It's Young? Well, Young is a almost common
round name. Round 2. The first pick in round 2 was from Milwaukee, the Bucks. Damian Inglis. Jeremiah Grant, the Sixers again.
Jeremiah, isn't it Jeremy?
I'll say it's
Jerami, right?
Jerami. I'm pretty sure they pronounce that Jeremiah. I hope so, not Jerami. I really hope it's a Jeremiah.
Jacoby. It's not. How's it? Is it because the name is too long? It looks like Jeremy.
That's a Jeremiah.
That's Jeremy.
Okay, I guess.
Where's the part? Where's the it's just Jeremy?
Jeremy?
Yeah, like
wow, they can't spell these.
Like that thing that singing people go. I can't even think right now.
That's a horrible spelling of Jeremy.
I mean, you gotta be different, right? How are we gonna come up with new names?
Don't. Don't come up with a new name. It's too late for that. Okay. It's too late for that. Glenn Robinson III went to the Timberwolves. I saw that third part. Is that how to say it?
It's because he's the third?
Yeah. That's a hell of a name. Number 22 pick in second round, 76ers. Get this guy. His name is weird.
It's like Vasil Mašić?
So Serbia. I don't even know how to pronounce that in Serbian.
Kraševo.
His name is Vasilije
Mašić.
Mašić.
He looks serious in his photo.
Yeah.
My gosh.
I'm down on these photos for you guys, by the way. Jesus Christ, that's a name. Holy crap. But
Round 2. So overall is
Mickey.
22.
Mickey.
You're just going to name him Mickey?
Mickey.
You should give him that nickname, Mickey.
Mickey.
When he becomes big.
That's a Serbian jersey right there.
Didn't you make a Serbian 2K12 player?
He's always from Latvia.
Oh, he's from Latvia?
Yeah. Alright, so we have that. Screw the NBA draft. I'm gonna show you this story.
What's this? Walmart. It's always Walmart.
Please don't go.
Word of advice, you're always gonna meet someone at Walmart. at some point in time.
I go to Walmart's far, far away and that's that one reason.
Yep, because you're always going to see someone you know.
And I do that on purpose, actually.
You go shopping where everyone else doesn't?
Yep. Can I scroll down?
There we go. You can scroll down. I mean,
it wasn't letting me for a while.
It's maybe just doesn't like you.
All right, Rashid, I want you to read this paragraph right there for me, please.
Is it going
to
be embarrassing, or am I going to regret reading it?
No, I'm going to pause this.
Remix.
Why is it not pausing? Pause! I apologize, guys. I don't know if you guys can even hear that or not, but yeah, it's annoying.
Okay. So, you want me to read that paragraph?
I'm going to highlight it for you real quick.
All right. Walmart today is dropping the price of its iPhone 5S and iPhone 5C models to $99.29 from the $29 from $149.49. 2-year activation is required for AT&T, Sprint, or Verizon, and each phone has 16 gigabytes of
memory.
That's memory. Wow.
Long story short, you can get cheap iPhones at Walmart now, but only at Walmart. We're not sponsored, but
it doesn't say anything for T-Mobile though. What's up with that?
Because I don't know.
So I can't get a cheap iPhone. I don't want one.
I think if you watch
any of our episodes, it's especially the last.
Yeah.
I don't use iDevices. I hate all Apple products. It's not that I hate the people. I just hate the products.
All right, so that's
and actually, it. I do hate the people. They're all hipsters. And hipsters aren't very friendly. Actually, I think black people are the natural enemy of hipsters. Think about it. What happened to MySpace, Vine, and everything hipster-related in the universe? Black people came, right?
Or I saw an article on Facebook that said, like, the hipster phase is now dead. Some crap like that, actually.
When people would mention they're hipsters or, like, call something mainstream and non-mainstream and whatnot, that phase is dead. It's still an underlying hipster theme out there in the world, but that hipster, non-hipster phase itself is gone. They're not going to judge you as hipster or non-hipster, but it's still there. It's like segregation. It's always there.
I'm pretty sure Jim Crow laws are outlawed, Rashid.
They are.
Still so, Rashid, somewhere. If I could read that headline right, that's right up there. It's a great headline.
Japan begins whaling season with meat feast for school children.
Yep. I didn't read the article. Also, it's a headline, so we had to talk about this.
There's a meat feast? So just slicing up a whale in front of a crowd of school children.
Read that paragraph
for me. Why is China so hardcore?
That's Japan, Rashid.
Japan. I can't even... I'm sorry, China. I'm sorry,
but whaling is still a thing there. It's like, oh, that's food. They eat. They like seafood over there.
Food is food, but I mean, do you sit there and, like, an entire whale just gut it and cut up in front of school children?
That's normal. That's fishing life. Majority of parents probably fishers, so I bet they've already seen this. It's not a scale of a whale.
Very true, I guess.
Let's read that paragraph for me, please.
Sort of sucks to be American. In the town of Wada, 62 miles, 100 kilometers, for everyone else in the world, south of Tokyo in Chiba Prefecture, dozens of 10-year-old students watched Thursday as workers carved up a 30-foot bear's beak whale during an educational field trip before being served a meal of fried whale meat.
So to us, that's crazy, because, like, oh, whaling's bad, save the whales, we're freaking hippies over here. But, I mean, Japan, eating whales is normal.
It's honestly only bad to me, because it's school children. Like, I mean, if we did this to our school kids, we're going to scar them for a while.
But, I mean, like, I watched my dad gut a fish.
Right? I watched my daddy. I had to gut a fish. I've scaled and gut a fish. Shut up. I've gone fishing before. It's okay, no, I didn't use spears.
Did you kill a turtle yet?
Shut up.
You know, Rashid kills turtles, guys. And this is how Rashid got his internet, what's it?
I don't
the know. Like, the fame of her bad reason, Kim Kardashian. Like, you're famous for something bad. Like, or like Lindsay Lohan? And crack, or drugs, or what she takes.
Was it Britney Spears?
Britney Spears was shaving her head problem.
Either way, I don't kill turtles normally. If it comes down to it, I'm sorry, turtles, I'm going to kill you, but I don't do that normally.
But I'm pretty sure in Japan, I think it's gutting seafood overall, because that's the culture. A lot of them...
And that's a lot of their food business altogether. I mean, we have processed crap. Yes. This is, like, right in front of you. This is fresh.
So right I think that's ice. What that... I think it's just normal for them. Like, it's just, oh, it's not a normal fish. Oh, it's a whale. It's something freaking different for once. Thank you, school. The kids are probably happy, like, Jesus Christ, something new. I'm tired of math and fish.
Math and fish?
Math and fish. Oh, come on, what up? Is my internet down? I hope not.
You have to check the other screen to do that, don't you?
Yeah, okay, it's loading. So right here, I have a website that shows all the new game releases this week.
All the new game releases.
Monday, Company of Heroes 2, Western Front Armies came out.
Yay.
Got a score of 8.
Another war game. Of course it would get an 8.
So, Instant Dungeon came that out for awesome. The PC. It was like an indie game. Can I...
I don't know. That looks awesome.
Trying to download this image for you guys.
Download the image? Oh, I thought you were going to try to go to the page itself. And
I might have messed up. I don't want an HTML document.
Yeah, I want the whole game right then and there.
Well, I'll come back to it. I've already linked saved, so whatever. Tuesday, Plants vs. Zombies Garden. What the heck? Oh, yep, I clicked.
You done goofed.
I done goofed.
You done goofed, boy.
Yep. So, that just goes back to the list. I'm wearing a Slayer shirt.
I'm wearing a gay and proud shirt.
Gap? Are you gay and are you proud?
I am not proud.
So are you gay?
No.
Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare came out for the PC.
That's a fun game. That's a very fun
Tuesday,
game.
June 24th.
Keep going.
Blaze. Valiant Hearts, The Great War.
Never heard of it.
Came out for the PS3 and PS4, released in the United States.
Story of five... Is that crossed? Okay, five crossed destinies and a broken love in a world torn apart.
Sounds kind of good. I guess it's got a score of 8.
It says user average score of 8.5, if that makes a difference.
The PS Vita got a new game that came out called Blaze Blue Chrono Phantasma.
Go play it.
It got a user average score of 9.67.
Go play it. I was the one that gave it the, 10. Go play it.
Oh, let's check this out. Transformers Rise of the Dark Spark.
The Dark Spark.
Xbox One, PS4, Xbox 360, PS3.
All the system probably came out for Wii, Wii U, and something else.
The thing that catches my eye right here is the score. It got a low score.
6.31, that is a low score.
Have you played this game? Probably not.
No, I haven't. It's new. I mean, I play a lot of games, and I tend to get...
That came out Tuesday, so...
Yeah. So Z-Run? Is that like DayZ, except you actually run from the people that try to rob you? That game is never about killing zombies. It's just about finding other people and killing them. It's never been about surviving.
But that's one for the Vita. There's no scoring for it, so...
Thrusts you into the world. It's been fun.
Let's go to the next day.
Something.
Wow,
something.
A lot happened on Tuesday, it looks like. Wednesday...
Fat Dragons. That's quite a title.
Let's look at...
That trivia game.
For the PS4, but only released in two countries. That's not the US.
I love the title. It's called That Trivia Game.
It came out, and that flag I don't recognize, and it looks like Australia.
The flags are too tiny for me, but I'll assume that it's Australia.
Jones on Fire came out for the PC in the United States. Jones!
Sniper Elite 3.
Yesterday.
Haven't played any of the snipers.
Sniper Elite 3 came out yesterday for PS4, Xbox One, PC, 360, and PS3 with a score of 8. Ah! Yeah.
I haven't played any of the stories, so I need someone out there in the world to tell me how good it is.
Shovel Knight got a score of 7, came out on the Wii U. Do you have a Wii U or not?
I do have a Wii U.
Do you actually use it?
Yes.
Huh.
Yes. Mario Kart 8 all day. The heck? And then there's also Zelda. I mean, I play all...
Does that have an online feature, dude?
Yeah, it does.
Does anyone actually use it?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
How heavy is the traffic?
It depends on the game you're playing. Mario Kart traffic is fucking ridiculous because it's worldwide.
That's true.
So, I mean, I play with Batman every weekend. It's a Japanese Batman. He wrecks everybody. It's absolutely horrible when you meet Japanese people that do things way better than you, but is pretty decent. Some games that aren't as popular with their online features, I can't really think of an example right now. But the Call of Duties, for instance, because no one plays those on the Nintendo consoles. Yeah, the traffic there is nothing. There's, like, nothing, really. But, like, anything Nintendo, it's a decent amount.
For PC, you can get Dawn and Brightman Cricket 14. That came out in Australia and the United States.
They have a cricket game.
Yep.
8.7 sets must be pretty freaking good.
Let's see.
I wonder if the games there also go on for days on end.
And today, actually, you can get for PC in a country I don't know, Dungeons and Dragons Neverwinter. That's 6.
That's fair.
You get one P in the country I don't recognize as well.
Japan, no?
No, that's not a Japanese flag. It's
not a Japanese flag, but I mean, that's a Japanese game.
Yeah.
So why is it not in Japan?
It already came out in Japan. This game releases in that country today.
Can you click on the flag?
And it goes to the game.
Sorry about that then.
I'm trying to see. There's nothing really here on that.
Dang. Well, we could probably find it on Game FAQs. Game FAQs, that website. It usually tells you where it's been released. And if anything, you have the cover. You know how games, when you buy the box, have a cover in it? I can't look it up right now because I'm using our phone for syncing. But
Let's see.
Another time, perhaps.
I'm trying to find an American game.
MotoGP 14.
That's in Australia. No games came out today here in America.
Not today.
So that's all that matters. It's not American. No one cares. So I'll just leave that up there. Have you played a game Developer Tycoon?
No.
I recently got it on Steam for sale, like $1.
The summer sale?
Yep.
I love Steam sales. I don't know who on this planet doesn't love Steam sales. Steam sales are the greatest gift in the world.
So I played Game Dev Tycoon for 2 days hardcore.
Did you?
Yeah, and I finished the game. I beat it.
What?
That's a pretty fun game. If you like the tycoon type of games, you'll enjoy this one.
Okay.
If you like video games too, like, you can have fun with it. You can game whatever you want, in the company whatever you want.
Okay, that's awesome.
It's called Super Awesome Pro, because it couldn't fit productions. My guy's name is Ho, H-O-E, Sway, S-W-A-Y.
Ho Sway.
Ho Sway. That's my character's name.
Ho Sway.
I made a game called Butts. It did pretty well, actually.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, my. I've got to check this out myself. Then again, I don't have Steam on my new laptop.
You need to install Steam, get an account.
Ooh, I do. Or I could just keep stealing from you.
No, because then we can't play Counter-Strike Competition Zero multiplayer.
You're right, we can't.
Because that right there, Steam sale, I got Counter-Strike Competition Zero, original Counter-Strike, original Day Defeat, Ricochet, and a game called Deathmatch.
Wait, Ricochet? As in, like, the paddle game?
I don't know what it is. It was much more hardcore than that, in all honesty.
Is it like metal? Not metal as in your adjective metal, but like, is it like robotic
looking? Robotic looking, yeah.
Oh my gosh, I haven't seen that game in years.
Yeah, that game is another game, all for $3.49.
What?
Yep.
I love Steam sales.
It might be over now for you, though.
So yeah, it will be over, guaranteed, but I mean, like, I got money.
Well, $3.49, you should have that in your card, right?
Yes, I do.
As I'm saying, you can't buy anything else for like a month, but skip that. It's not for games.
I could stretch a dime for a month. But,
so yeah, that's why I have Counter-Strike Condition Zero on there, because I used to play Counter-Strike Source. All right. But the laptop I have right now, the process is power enough to run that, sadly how that is.
Yeah, we all have crappy laptops. Go college students!
Yeah. Like, this is a newer laptop, it's Windows 8, but my processor is only like 1.5 gigahertz.
Oh,
gosh. And CSS needs a 1.7 gigahertz minimum. So, yeah. I'll probably install CSS on my desktop computer, but...
How much do you think we'd have to pay Jeff, not E, but Dubs, to build a computer for us? Because he's pretty computer technophobe.
You get to pay for the parts. That's where the most money comes from, is just paying for the stuff. Processes them into your bank account if you want a good one.
Oh, yeah, well...
And that graphics card these days is getting expensive.
There's computer building websites out there. I mean, if you look up how to build a computer, you're going to get a YouTube video that's a freaking hilarious because it tells you you can go everywhere literally to look for a good gaming computer. Look for a guy named Modern War Negro on
YouTube. I'm not a fan of his videos and all.
You're not a fan of his videos, but it's okay. You don't have to be. He doesn't care. You don't. Just, if you don't like them, you don't like them. I like his videos. I just don't hit the like button. I don't hit the like button with anybody. I don't hate you guys. I just don't do it.
I just feel like it lacks professionality that he has this random gameplay running and he rants randomly and all that. Well, I just don't like that.
You rant randomly sometimes.
But I don't have random gameplay. It has nothing to do with it.
Well, I mean, sometimes it's entertaining. I mean, it's not every day that people want to stare at our faces.
That's why we do this once a week.
That's also true. We also need higher quality cameras and a higher quality capture card. Yeah. Then we definitely do gameplay. Oh, hell yeah. Random gameplay all over the place.
Hell no. We do Let's Plays. We do things to use and all that. I have a Let's Play out actually right now. I'll put a thing right there for YouTube right there.
One of those annotations?
Yeah.
I'm going
to
put
If you're not watching annotation. This on YouTube, because I'm going to try to put this on iTunes as well, I'm sorry, but that is completely useless to you. We can find a video on YouTube. I'll put a link there to the Let's Play I made recently.
All right.
Yeah, no, not there. I wanted the corner. So it's actually, when I do the editing, because I'm pointing here, but the editing is going to show me the other corner. So it's really confusing, but yeah.
Either way, it'll end up like here, really. If you're pointing here, it's going to end up here.
I wanted the corner. Well, it's going to be one in the corner. It's one of these two corners. All right. It's going to be in a corner. Okay.
Just click on it. That's all you need to know. Alright, so what else? What's this?
As I was talking, I used to play Counter-Strike Swords. It was okay in the game. Like, I wasn't that good, but I didn't do that bad. Like, I'd kill people, and I'd be like, I'd be better than a lot of people sometimes. So I was playing Counter-Strike Condition Zero. You know how bad I was when I started playing again?
Horrible.
I couldn't kill a bot on easy.
You have issues.
I was trying 1v1ing it, and I couldn't kill him. I couldn't kill the bot.
You have issues. It's easy. I don't understand.
I don't know. I might be out of practice because, again, I haven't played any FPS in a really, really long time.
Did he, like, sneak up on you, or is it like...
No, I faced him one-on-one. I emptied the whole clip into his chest. He didn't die.
Are you sure you hit him? Is the real question.
That's the thing. I noticed, though, when I was playing by myself, no bots. So I was trying to figure out what the hell I was doing wrong. I wanted on the CT team, I was testing the hit ratio, like the polygon hits on the hostages. I guess in Counter-Strike Swords, you actually could hit arms to do damage. Because the arms, if you hit an arm in Counter-Strike regular one, it won't do anything because it's not part of the body. So I guess back in CSS, when I played that, I got arm shots all the time.
That sucks.
Yeah. Like, I know, it's like, okay, I know I'm out of practice FPS, but I was never that bad. Never that bad.
I mean, you should, if you're facing him, you should at least do something to him.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Should have got in his face and let him know.
Alright, so I've made a new blog for this. Guys, don't know, I should have started with this, but whatever, it's now 42 minutes in, almost 43 minutes, and now it's this.
It's 43.
We now have a name. Mm-hmm. We're now Production 24. Wow. Project 24 Productions. I fucked up.
You said our name for the first time. You done goofed.
Yeah, whatever. She's fucking.
So Project 20, I should probably work on like anime. Maybe build something. Maybe I could draw something. Maybe I could find someone to edit for us. That'd be nice.
But yeah, we're now called Project 24 Productions. Hopefully we'll get more than just random podcasts and random Let's Plays out there, but we'll see what happens.
We'll get some type of work. I still think we should invite guests to do just random guests. I mean, once in a while, invite Jonathan out of his house.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
We'll probably expand the space you see here. We're in a really closed-off rectangle.
It is very closed.
Why not probably just clean up this room a little bit more and have it face that way towards the window, something like that.
So people can actually see the lightning that distracted us for a good 5 minutes?
Yep. But yeah, recall Project 24 Productions. I have a blog. I'll link the blog and the links below.
Are you going to do it here this time?
I'll do an annotation as well, I guess. But yeah, do it here. The link itself will actually be on the information box, you know?
Okay.
There you'll find a blog post. I'll try to blog more. I'm not much of a blogger, but I'll try to do it for you guys.
I don't do social media whatsoever, so look at me. You know what? If we start getting... How about this? I'll make you a deal. Every week, if we get at least 10 viewers or 10 views, we could do that.
I have 400. I got 12 views on the last one, so...
I'll see. Okay, so every week, starting from now, last week, if we get 10 views...
Yeah.
Since we're relatively new, Project 24 is very new for us. I will start using more and more social media. And as we get famous, I'll bump it up to 50 views, and I'll start doing that. And since I'm not a social media person, my Facebook posts are going to be utterly ridiculous, because I made a promise, but I don't have anything to say. I never do.
I guess I'll make a Twitter, too. Twitter is still alive, strangely, but...
Twitter does lots. Twitter does anything.
Really. I have Twitter accounts, just don't use them. I guess
I have a Twitter account. We never use them. We created our Twitter accounts together. That was one of our ventures.
So we created Instagram accounts together.
No, Twitter. Because remember, we had Twitter. Remember the egg thing and everything?
The egg thing?
Remember, it's like a picture of an egg if you don't put a profile picture and whatnot, and we did the background and all that.
Wasn't with me.
Back in the Panda days. I know it was with you.
That was not... We did Instagram together at IHOP. At Denny's. It was me, you, and Natasha at Denny's after the military ball.
And we both took pictures of food for our first Instagram picture.
We didn't make Instagram together. I was there when you made Instagram. I've had my Instagram at that point.
My first picture was a food on Instagram.
We did not. I tell you for sure that we didn't make a Twitter together.
I could have swore we did. Okay, we made my Twitter together then, because I remember making a Twitter. You were there.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure you were there.
I don't remember this, by the way.
I'm sure you were there when we made my Twitter account. I don't know if we made yours anymore. Now I'm all confused, but I'm for sure you were there when my Twitter account was made.
Okay, anyways, yeah, so I have a new blog. The link will be in annotation around here. It'll also be in the information box. When I'm doing this blog, I'm going to use that feed and upload the feed to iTunes, so it'll also download these episodes on iTunes.
Okay, cool.
That's not going to do much for now, because we don't have anybody actually watching these, but in the future.
Just ourselves. Yeah. Our friends.
Hopefully, eventually, I get at least 100 viewers and subscribers.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
I mean, subscribers will come, but 100 viewers would be nice. Random was like, hey, I watch these random guys, and then someone random will subscribe to us.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll bake a cake for the first subscriber, and I will fly out there myself.
No, you won't. Yeah,
I will give them a cake. No, I won't.
No, you won't, Rasheed. Don't make that promise.
That's too expensive.
Don't promise anything on the internet, Rasheed. Don't do it, okay? Eventually, we have an Indiegogo campaign out for us. We'll start some big project, I guess. And we're actually still working on a book. We haven't worked on a book at all, the Red Flag book.
Yeah.
We haven't worked on it at all recently, but it's still on my computer there, unfinished. I'll work on it more, I guess, after...
We need more than two minds for a 1,000-ruled book, don't you think?
We can go 101, I guess.
101 Red Flags?
Yeah.
Alright, it'll be like a little guidebook, notebook thing.
Yeah.
We could do that. Still need more than two minds. It'd be helpful.
It would be helpful. We can do that. What we're going to do, I'm going to make a blog post.
Alright.
And then, separate from this one, and pretty much that blog post will allow comments, people to comment on it.
Uh-huh.
And people will comment their own red flags.
That'll work perfectly.
Yep.
Now we'll have a lot in no time. If we get people to watch.
At 48 minutes.
We can have skips in there. I mean, you know how they link the times, like skip to blog post by set. Because, I mean, we technically don't have that many topics.
Yeah.
But if you just, like, pause at that moment, annotate around so they can skip to that part, why not? If they're only interested in one part.
Also, go on, like, Facebook and say, hey, guys, send me your red flags for dating. I'll credit you.
That'd be lovely.
I'll do that, too. I'll probably work on the book more after the competition this Saturday. Probably, yeah.
Alright.
Guys, again, I think we talked about this, but I do strongman. And this tomorrow, actually, I have a competition. So I have to wake up
crack of dawn.
The thing that will stay is fuck-ass crack of dawn. Yeah, there's a swear word somewhere in that.
That's true.
But yeah, I wake up early, go to Daytona Beach, and lift heavy things.
I might wake up early and go with him. Might. It's very hard to wake me up in the morning. The
thing about this competition is nice. Is this one's not outdoors. It's actually indoors in the convention center. There's a whole big thing going on, actually. There's a powerlifting meet going on at the same time. I think yesterday was a CrossFit thing. That's a big deal, actually. It's called the Bacon Beatdown. That's actually a pretty big deal.
Huh.
And it actually is. I'm pretty sure whoever that watched this, some weightlifter's like, oh my god, he won at the Bacon Beatdown. Like, it's pretty cool. It's a big deal.
I mean, when you win, you could be like, watch our video. Go for it.
Of course, I have videos and all that. That's why I want you there to record on my phone.
So. I could do that. I could record on your phone, my phone, a camera. Shit, I can record on everything.
But yeah, so, new blog.
I don't know what that's
book.
Oh, is that what that billboard piece is about? Oh, or no.
The billboard piece, okay. This is a little fun game we're going to play. It's the Hot 100 songs that recently came out.
We're not doing karaoke, are we?
Nope.
Oh, thank goodness. I had a nightmare about this the other day.
Doing karaoke? Yeah. I'm going to do that now. I'll make you on a podcast. I want to make sure it's a live one, too. I want to make sure it's a live one where I'm going to force you to karaoke.
He can't force me to karaoke.
Well, I can.
It was just strange that it was like I woke up and I was in your house. It was in the other room. I was just like tied up. And there were words like every time I didn't sing or stop singing, you'd electrocute me.
Wow.
It was disturbing. You have problems, Rasheed. I have problems indeed, but I think it has to do with your karaoke related family.
Because I'm Asian, you always sing karaoke. That's fucking true.
That's true. You do sing karaoke.
I don't sing karaoke. My family sings karaoke. Two different things, Rasheed. All right, so we're not going to go through all 100 songs because that'll take forever.
We don't have forever. Just the first 10, maybe?
Let's go with the first 10. So do you know that song? It's called Fancy. By Iggy Azalea featuring...
And Charlie XCX. I guess that's a number? Is that a Roman numeral, Charlie?
I don't know.
But I've heard it, and I've heard the song. You haven't? I'm so fancy.
Oh, that's what that song is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that's number one. Oh, number two, Problem. I've heard that song by Ariana Grande.
I haven't gotten to hear it yet. That's a
Iggy
thing.
Iggy Azalea. Ariana Grande is hot. That's my comment. Ariana Grande is hot. I will marry her on the spot if you let me. That is my only comment, that Ariana Grande is hot. I would slit your throat if she told me to, so I can date her.
You wasted no time at all. I forgot what I was gonna say. You like took no time at all to say she is hot.
She's beautiful, like.
Yeah, I agree, but you just, is there anything you wouldn't do? Is she like the Klondike bar of your life?
What would you do to date Ariana Grande? A lot of things.
I forgot what I was gonna say other than I haven't heard the song yet, but
that's a good song.
I haven't heard it yet. Every time there was when it first came out, I was like, oh, and here's Ariana's new song, and I had to go. I left the car to do something.
All right. But yeah, she's beautiful. I would definitely say for guys our age that she's probably going to be, especially in the future when we start voting and these kind of things and caring, that she'd probably be voted the most, like, hottest girl in the world, something like that. I think so.
Okay.
And I think she's only like a couple months older than me. It sounds creepy, I know that. Older than I noticed, I followed her on Instagram. It said, oh, I'm a 20-year-old. It's like, oh, I'm a 19. Some month differential in there. I was getting pictures that said, oh, I'm 21 now. So I'm going to assume she's still 20. So now I'm 20. So I'm assuming there's only months difference. I could be wrong. She could not post that on Instagram. I don't know. I know that. It's because Instagram's like, oh, doing normal 20-year-old things, 20-year-old girl things, like whatever that is. All my friends around my age that are females do much different things than you do, Ariana Grande.
Yes, they do.
They have children, apparently.
We leave high school, and then we realize that, like, 40 different girls were pregnant.
Brewed by Magic. I actually did a song. It's a song about your life. Remember that?
It's a song about my life.
The one where he has to ask... The guy asks his girlfriend's dad asks permission to marry her. He says no.
I'm going to marry her anyway.
Yeah, he's going to marry her anyway because, you know, the dad said no.
I mean, this girl has to be really important to me if I'm going to marry her anyway.
Well, it could be because now he's doing it to be like, screw you, dad. He could be like, not care about a girl. Oh, you said no? Now I'm going to do it because you said no.
Am I that kind of person?
No.
Is that how you see me?
That's what I'll probably do now, actually. I wouldn't do that, though. It's like, okay, because if I didn't care about the girl, I wouldn't ask anyway, so...
That's what I'm saying. I'd have to care a lot to ask, not once, listen to the song, not once, but twice, he gets rejected.
No, he asked three times, actually.
There's a third time?
It's the third time.
Three times he gets rejected, and he's still gonna marry her anyway.
Am I Wrong by Nico and Vince. Do you know that song?
No.
I have it on my phone.
I probably know it, but the title's not hitting me right.
So. I have it on my phone. It's a pretty good song. It has a weird feel to it. Like, you can't tell the genre. I have no idea what the hell that song is. Stay With Me by Sam Smith. I have no idea what the hell that song is. That's number five, by the way.
Song number five. I feel like I've heard it before.
I have no idea what that song is.
But I'm not. Jesus!
Yes, Rasheed. Again, we live in Florida, Rasheed.
I know we live in Florida, but did you not see that? That one was full on sideways.
I'm gonna close the door real quick.
It's fully sideways. It's sideways. It doesn't even like strike down on. It's like lightning on lightning fighting.
Huh.
Each other. It wasn't natural.
It wasn't natural?
It wasn't natural. Not even for Florida.
Anyways, back to the topic.
Yeah, Stay With Me. It sounds like I've heard it, but I wouldn't
no
be sure.
I have no idea what the hell that song
there's
is.
There's a listen button, can't we?
No, because this isn't... That's all audio things up. It's unless you have audio-wise and go to editing. I don't want to do that.
Fine.
If somebody else had to do it, I definitely would, but if I have to do it, no. Wiggle. I've heard, that song is so stupid. Like Jason Derulo features Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Doggy Dog.
That song's so stupid, I'm sorry. It's up there with Fork by 2 Chainz. If you guys not heard both songs, I'll link them. They're horrible.
Listen to Wiggle and Fork.
Oh, that sounds like Wiggle. That's so stupid.
Such a combination.
7, All of Me by John Legend. Everyone talks about this guy.
Every female talks about this guy. It's like, oh, if you sing this song to me, I'll marry you.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't understand.
I don't know who I never heard any of his songs. I don't know about that song.
You never heard this song?
I probably have, just don't know it.
I can't sing it, so I guess I'll never get married, but it is a pretty big song. I mean...
I probably hear it on the radio as a skip. I do that a lot.
He's like, I'll give you all of me, you give me all of you, blah, blah, blah.
Hey,
you're
heard,
my end and my beginnings. Even when I lose, I'm winning.
The song, I'd say, skip, I don't want to hear that song.
That's why it went down to number 7. There's a red arrow there.
I roll. Summer by Calvin Harris.
It's not summer, it's time. Sadness, it's just summer.
Is that a stupid song in Nickelodeon where I think the commercial, summer, yeah, summer, some crap like that. I'll find that song and link that too, but...
I know, I don't think so, in all honesty.
I hope
this not. Is. I think this is a whole different song, my friend.
I hope so, because I don't know that song anyways, but I really...
I like Calvin Harris. His songs, you know, get the party going.
Number 9, Turn Down For What?
Is that your Turn Down For What beat?
Yep. DJ Snake and Little John.
DJ Snake makes good music, too. He did,
Oh, hell no. Number 10, Happy for Pharrell Williams. I hate that song with a passion.
He hates happiness. He hates happiness.
Because I'm happy. Shut up. No one cares. Shut up.
I mean,
worst song ever.
Someone cares.
No.
Someone cares.
No. No. No one cares. Shut up.
Someone cared at one point if he's in the top 10.
It's going down because his song's crap.
If it went down, that means it was up higher at one point.
Whatever. His song sucks. I hate that song. All right, let's ignore that.
So that's the top 10 for Billboard.
Yep. Now we're going to play a game.
Well,
I have on a link on Would Rather. On the app I have my phone, it's called What If. It's loading up right now. I'll show you guys. It's loading questions.
Loading questions? See, you can't see it. I can't see it. I can't tell if they can see it. But it says loading questions.
Loading questions. It's okay. So pretty much what happens is... Come on, can you not be so slow? So... It shows a white bubble and a black bubble. So, right here. What if you could go invisible whenever you wanted to, but when you turn invisible again, you're completely naked. So, would you say yes to that or no to that, Rasheed?
Oh, it's lies, yes or no?
Yeah, all so right. Again, the question is, what if you could go invisible whenever you wanted to, but when you turn visible again, you're completely naked. So you turn invisible whenever you want to. When you start to go back to normal, oh, your clothes are gone, and you're dangling, hanging out, or your coochie's.
They don't give me enough detail to answer that question, but I'm still going to go with yes.
You're going to go with yes?
The reason I say no detail is because, I mean, do I have a time limit, or I just stay invisible?
You can stay invisible for as long as you want, but instead you can go back to be invisible again.
That's what I'm saying. I could just get naked in a closet, and then just...
Whoosh. Yeah, that's logical like that, yeah, but... You know, what if you just go? What if you need to hurry? Like, oh crap! I'm getting chased by cops.
Invisible.
But then you know you're back. You're like you just ran around a corner and went invisible again. And you realize like, you had no clothes on.
Like yo, I need. I walk into a store. And like, I need clothes.
And that's when they kick you out because that's against. You go to jail for that one too.
Then actually. I go invisible before the cops come.
So, 61% answered like you saying yes. 39% said no.
Yes. Because they know, I mean, it's every 12-year-old boy's dream.
So, we have another one. What if, okay, it says dream boy for us, but for us it's a dream girl, okay? So what if you got your dream girl, but you would have to kill someone for it, yeah.
I mean, Ariana Grande?
Yeah, I just said yes beforehand. I said, yes. And she said, slit Rasheed's throat, I'm doing it in the heartbeat.
Yes? Should that not be obvious? And the question's originally for a girl, so I can only imagine the amount of psychos.
20% said yes, actually.
What?
80% said no.
What?
Because it says that statistic. Like, oh,
I've only been meeting these, like, 20% of girls. I need to meet that 80%.
So what if you were to be any anime character you want to be, but you have to live with the person you hate the most?
Oh, no, hell no.
That's a no?
No.
That's a no? No.
No.
73% answered like you, Rasheed.
Hell no. I mean, who do you hate the most?
I hate a lot of things the most. Every Green Bay Packer.
It's a purse. Okay.
Every Green Bay Packer, every Patriot.
The most.
Oh, God.
Like, you could kill them in a heartbeat if it wasn't illegal. Well, that's a lot of people still.
Yep. You just screwed the list.
I don't know how to tone that down in any way, so...
If I had to pick one person to kill, it's to say you can kill that one person no matter what. Well, that's cool, Lightning.
Was it sideways again?
It was like... It had a little loop, and it shot out, like, out of the corner. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Huh.
I guess do the whole world a favor, it's Justin Bieber.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to see if it's number one on my list, but the overall impact the whole world, I'll say Justin Bieber.
That's sad when you can benefit the whole world.
So, that's why that's another invisible one, but it says, what if you had a power to turn invisible, but you don't have control over it when you change?
Oh, whoo. Well, I at least...
You still keep your clothes, though.
At least this time I'm keeping my clothes, but yeah. I assume that I have to take off my clothes in order to be fully invisible, you know what I mean? So, I still say yes, invisibility all the way.
33% said yes, only 67% said no. So only 33% of people agree with you, Rasheed.
That's their problem. Let's get you on one of these.
All right.
So, what if you could look like a famous person, but the person you hate the most gets to choose who you look like?
That doesn't make sense.
Like, you could be anybody famous, but the person you hate with a passion gets to choose what famous person you could be. Justin Bieber gets to choose what you look like.
Oh, hell no.
88% agreed with you. I would agree with you too. Snow again?
Yeah.
Yeah. Next question. Die. I could right here. Would you finish me for Ariana? What if everything over $10 became free?
Okay.
My gosh, that would help my life so much. We'll play. But you can never buy anything under $10 again.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Because gas, I always say gas. It's always going to be like $300. It's always going to be like $300 gas bill anyway, so.
Yes, you're so right. 73%
that's
of people agree.
That's a free house? Like, well, so I can't eat at McDonald's anymore? That's okay.
Well, no. I mean, you can't buy anything under $10, so if
yeah,
you buy a meal over $10...
Yeah, I mean, you know what steak costs?
True.
Yeah.
I would agree with you, too. One more.
Okay.
What if you could save all of humanity from the threat of a zombie apocalypse, but you have to kill the three people in your life that you care about the most?
Nope. Zombies everywhere. Zombies happening.
Zombies, everyone's...
I can't kill Aaron Grande. I'm kidding at that point. I probably could.
It's so, no?
No.
87% answered like you. I think a lot of people want a zombie apocalypse anyway.
That's a stupid thing to want. Oh, yeah, I want a zombie apocalypse. You want all hell to break loose, then everything just go down in the system and have to live in the woods. How many of you actually went camping before? That's a good question to ask. If you've never gone camping, you don't want a zombie apocalypse. Because you can't survive. You're going to die immediately.
Like, what if you get forced much being totally awesome? But we sure would be happy if you wanted to try to know.
That's an ad.
That's so sneaky. 53% got tricked. That's sneaky.
All right, I see another one. Let's keep this going.
You keep it going?
Yeah.
All right, well, for another few minutes. What if...
Don't die.
Of course she's going to die. On the cap.
Oh, you marry Eric Grande.
It's better than when I almost died out that window.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Now, what's that window?
That's actually another. This is a story for another time. What if you could never eat anything and never get fat? What if you could eat anything and never get fat? But once a year, you had to... Your phone locked. Once a year, you had to sacrifice a goat and
drink its blood. That's so metal. I will do that for a video. I'll do that for the vine. Hell yeah. Put that yes.
Do it for the vine.
Hey, people are metal.
30% are metal like you, bro. This took such a strange turn so fast. Sacrifice a goat. Drink.
I guess the main question you have to ask, who am I sacrificing a goat for?
It's just a sacrifice, period.
I guess I'm sacrificing to eat and then get fat, so...
Maybe the goat's blood is like... It's your...
Yeah.
What's the big C word? Catalyst.
Okay.
There we go.
I don't care, Chief. This will be the last one we do you, though, okay?
Alright.
Okay, god damn it. What if you became the smartest person on the planet, but you had to wear a huge leather scarf all the time?
A scarf?
Yep. Leather, though. All the damn time. In bed, in the shower, fornication.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I was, you know, like, see, who agrees with you? 44% agree with you, Sheik.
I would do it. Smartest person in the world. I get a little hot. I don't care. I'll find a way.
All right, so that's what if. I think that's it. We've been going up around 1 hour, 6 minutes now.
Just a little bit of time.
So, yeah, we're about to be out.
Goodbye. Project 24, signing out.
Project 24 Productions. See ya. And
enter the credits.
There you go.
Cool. We're done. Congratulations.
You stopped recording your phone.
Another show well done. No, I can't stop recording on my phone. Why would I do that? No.